I think you must have tired out. not yet. I know. You are not tired out yet. Don't give up before you actually say it. It is not so easy to be tired. It is pretty difficult. Before you get tired, it takes many and many years. Don't worry. You know the sixth patriarch. This Zen master is the direct disciple of the sixth patriarch, and who was very famous. But unfortunately, he had not good disciple. But he became a teacher of the emperor. The emperor used to drive his car when he was coming. He was so learned and so virtuous. And I finished. I stopped his answer. Maybe better to start it from the beginning of his answer to the question given by a southern a monk who was born in southern countries. The master said, if it is so, their understanding is not different from the Sennigedo's understanding. About Sennigedo, we discussed it already. Their understanding is the mind is something which is in their body and which is permanent and which is holy and divine, which has holy and divine nature. Although everything changes, that mind does not change. And that mind is the universal mind to everyone. To realize this mind is to realize the truth. That is their understanding. Something similar to Buddhism, but not quite. Not quite the same. In Buddhism, body and mind is one. But in this school, in this Indian religion, people believe in permanency of the mind and immortality of the mind, while they believe in transiency of the material world. But their understanding of mind is also materialistic. This is dualistic. Dualism based on mechanism or material. Buddha's understanding of mind and body is more, we call it theory of interdependence. It is actually and our logic is more dialectical than static logic. We do not discuss something neglecting our consciousness. So Buddhism is very much psychological. And Buddhism is very, very much Some may say Buddhism is the teaching of contradiction, absolute contradiction, or unity of opposite. And we treat things as a unity of the opposite, as you see in teaching of Kengo, or Tendai. In Tendai, as you know, they treat, they discuss things in three ways: materialistic, primitive, poor understanding of existence, being, and the more advanced understanding is the understanding of nothing. The poor understanding of mechanical understanding, which is one or many, or one of many. Each existence is one of many. Or each existence has its own character. This kind of understanding will end, will end when it fading or ending more advanced understanding of being. Actually, one of many, we say, but actually everything is changing. So, one of many, we say, but that is whether one or many. Many, we say, but each one is changing. And so we cannot, it means nothing exists. So more advanced view of life is nothingness, is more advanced understanding. Here we have two understanding of that nothingness, to understand things as nothing, and to understand things as something which has various character. But there is more advanced view of the understanding, which is the understanding of nothing and nothingness, and view of existence and non-existence, which overcome or transcend both views, and which use or apply two ways of understanding. It is true that nothing exists. This is true. something exists. This is truth. And if you insist on each of them, that is wrong view. This is more advanced understanding. This is good. So we may say, mind exists, or mind that does exist. Both of them. If their understanding is like that, like this, their understanding does not different from the understanding of heretics, Indian heretics called Sen. The heretic says, this is repetition of the former description. They say there are divine being in our body. This nature or being knows, feels everything, and when our body perishes, this divine being will get out of our body. It's like people who live in burning house. The house is not constant, but the owner of the house is always constant. They can get out of the house. In this way, they discuss our way, but it is not any way, and this is not right. It is difficult to know which is better. Almost, their understanding is almost said. With in Japanese we say kojitsu kakka. It is difference of escaping from the front 50 steps or 100 steps. It is always true. You know. I did not retreat, I did not run away as much as you did. It is nearly the same. So it is difficult to know which is better. Recently, we see many people I see many people who are seeking the way in that way. And this tendency is very prevalent now. And they get rid. 5 or 3 or 5,000 of people get rid. And if there is someone pretty famous, they call it a great teacher. And the great teacher, pick up the sutra of the sixth patriarch and they put their own rendering to the original text. And they put some common comment. They insert some common comment, statement in original scripture. In the original scripture and skip the holy meaning, ignore the holy meaning and they put their students in astray. It is bitter thing that Buddhist teaching fell into such circumstances, under such circumstances. True teaching is almost lost. If we think the Buddha nature is something which is to be known by thinking, by hearing, by seeing. Why the Vimala Kirti said true Dhamma is beyond our seeing or hearing or thinking. If you take the meaning of true Dhamma in terms of seeing or hearing or consciousness or thinking, this is the teaching of seeing or hearing or consciousness. And not through Dhamma. The Bimara Kirti. Why did he say so? Why did the Bimara Kirti say so? Bimara Kirti is the famous lay Buddhist who lived in Buddha's time. This is all what he answered to the monk when the monk visited the teacher. And here Dogen says, this national teacher was a head disciple of the sixth patriarch. He is the teacher of human being and celestial being. You should take him as a good example of studying Buddhism. Knowing that this is helpful understanding, don't follow this kind of understanding of the teaching. In Sang Dynasty, in great Sang country, it means China, there's no Zen master like that master. This national teacher, after him, there was no great teacher like him. But nowadays, they think there are many great teachers, or more great teachers than him, like Rinzai or Toksan. But this kind of people is the people whom we should pity. We should take pity. We should be regret our poor understanding of their poor understanding of the teaching. This is the next part. This is rather. I think you must have understanding. And here he referred to the the sutra of the sixth patriarch, his direct disciple referred to the sutra of the sixth patriarch. The sutra of sixth patriarch At that time, there were many copies, I think, and they are not it seems they are not the same. There must be various copies. Excuse me. Did he come? Or is he here? Okay. The Sutra of Vairagya, Sutra of the Sixth Fabric, we use now, it's the books which was found in the cave. Still, there's some doubt, strictly speaking. It was compiled his disciple, not direct disciple. So the direct disciple, H.U. criticized the Sutra of Vairagya. And next part, this is very difficult. So-called transmitted teaching from Buddha to us is the teaching of mind itself is Buddha. Heretics or Hinayana Buddhists cannot see even in their dream. This is a teaching which was transmitted directly from Buddha to us. And Buddha, he used it, mind itself is Buddha, as a verb. I don't know what to do. The Buddha and Patriarch. Mind itself. Continuously, mind itself is Buddha. Buddha. Mind itself is Buddha. Those are there are four characters, but he used it as one verb. In Japan, there is water for not for this Nayangara, but the waterfall is a kego, called kego. Some philosopher, Japanese philosopher, committed suicide in gallon water. Since then, we use name of gallon as a verb. He gallon. He committed suicide. same thing here. All the Buddhas. Mind itself is Buddha. This is bad. The teaching of the Buddha exhausted themselves. Exhausted themselves to it is the teaching of all Buddha. All the mind, mind itself Buddha. For this teaching, all the Buddhas suffered a lot. They exhausted themselves. And they exhausted all the means, by all means, and they tried to understand it. they were not successful. But someday we will be pretty. We will be successful, but not quite. Almost we will be successful. But it does not mean it is beyond our reach. It is so simple, and it is ultimate truth. And truth near at hand, but it is so simple and so near at hand, actually within ourselves. So it is pretty difficult to see it, as difficult as to see our own face. The only way to see into the mirror. But Dogen Zenji says it is not right to see into the mirror. Don't think you can see into the mirror. But sometimes he said, you should see it into the mirror. Both is true. You know, this is our teaching. And they by hearing they understood it, by practice they understood it. By enlightenment they got it. How they got it? They got it on the hundreds kinds of weeds. This Buddha is on the hundreds of the weeds. All the Buddha picked up this truth, this teaching, from the 100th of the week. And at the same time, they forgot the teaching on the 100th of the 100th kinds of weeds. You shouldn't pick up, you know. If you pick up, that is not truth. You have to read. Read. The truth is, you know, on the cross. You can see the truth on the cross, on various cross. But you shouldn't pick it up. When it is on the floor, it is true. But if you pick it up from the floor is not floor anymore. Truth is not truth anymore. So all the Buddha understood it, but they forget it. You know, this is always how we study Buddhism. This is important. When you say that, when you know like this, know, when you have completely understood it, you know, you do not feel you understood it. You just this is true understanding. When, if you work on it, like you work on home task of mathematics, that is not true understanding. So they understood and forget. This is our traditional truth. But however, it is not like a golden Buddha of 15 or 16 feet high. It is koan itself. There is no need to serve the koan. There is no There is coin which does not expect realization. Which does not expect this integration. This is rhetoric. Koan, realization of koan, he said. So this integration is opposite of realization or revealing itself. So this integration or disintegration of koan is also means mind itself is Buddha. There are three words, past, present, future. But there's, it is not matter of coming or coming in or coming out. Only mind, you say, but it is not only mind. Mind is everything. Mind is fence or wall, you say, but it is not this kind of mind. The mind, this mind is not something, something like water, which is wanted when you make a wall by mind. It is not matter to create or not create. It means, you know, things is always created. Without creating, no. It is dynamic change itself. Dynamic change or dynamic creation without creation. Determination without determining. It takes various forms. This is a Buddhist understanding of creation. So here it says, no one created. Sometimes we study mind itself is Buddha. In Chinese, it goes itself mind is Buddha. So itself mind is Buddha. We studied itself mind is Buddha. Sometimes we study mind itself is Buddha. Sometimes we study Buddha itself is mind. And sometimes in this way we study sometimes we study is Buddha mind itself, you know, the change of the order, just change of order. This way of study is how we study mind itself. With this teaching, we With this teaching, we teach with this teaching of mind itself Buddha, teach mind itself Buddha. Student is mind itself Buddha. Teacher is mind itself Buddha. And teaching we give is mind itself Buddha. He said. This way of study is transmitted study from Buddha to us. In this way, mind itself, this teaching was correctly transmitted from Buddha, Buddha's time to our time. So-called transmitted mind is mind is everything. Everything is mind. He repeats, he changes order, subject and object. The sugar is not, sugar is sweet, but all the sweet is the sugar. If you repeat, if you change the order of subject and object, it means complete identification. So, if it is exactly the same, you can change the order. So there's no difference in one and many. This is his understanding. And this is true. Therefore, the ancient sage said, if you understand what is mind, the earth will become sicker by there is no earth, no there is no soil on the earth. There is not a piece of soil on the earth. If you say this is, if it is possible to say this is mind, you know, it is impossible, you know. There's no special thing which is called mind. But if that is possible, there's no earth. Because you picked up all the earth. There's no earth anymore. There's nothing. You picked up everything. If you call this is mine, you know. You own everything. And if you say, this is mine, in its true sense, nothing will be left for anyone. Everyone will be included as his property. So we say there will be no earth, no soil on the earth. If you recognize what is mind, heaven and earth will vanish. It says the heaven will fall down and earth will be broken, will burst out. Earth will burst out. Or we say, if you recognize the mind, the earth will be thicker, will become thicker by 3 inches. That is extra, you know. It is impossible to make the earth thicker by 3 inches. So it is impossible to recognize some special thing as mind. Mind is mind itself is everything. So if you say I know what is mind, the earth will be thicker, will become thicker. Or if you pick up the earth, there's no earth. Well, there's no universe either. Ancient sages said, what is the essence, pure essence of mind? It is mountain, river, and earth. The moon, and the sun, moon, and the stars. Now we know clearly that the mind means mountain and river and earth, sun and moon, the sun, moon and star, the stars. But if you advance in if you are advanced in this understanding, your understanding is not enough. If your understanding is not enough, your understanding is enough. Do you understand? If you are advanced in this understanding, your understanding is not enough. If your understanding is not enough, your understanding is enough, or too much. Anyway, understanding is not enough or too much. So if you understand it correctly, mountain is mountain. Earth is us. That's all. You shouldn't say any extra, you know, fancy. You shouldn't put any extra fancy decoration. Mountain is mountain. That's all. This is how we transmit our teaching. He said. Great mountain, river, and earth which is only mountain, river, and earth. There's mountain, river, and earth, which is just mountain, river, and earth. There's no waves, there's no wind or smoke, no wind or mist. There's just the sun, moon, and the stars. There's no limit in what exists in this world. There's no mist. The mind which goes and come back in the realm of birth and death is just coming back and coming, going, coming back and going. There is no delusion, there is no enlightenment. Mind of walls, fence, and bricks is fence, walls, and bricks. There's no dirt, or no water, no soil, or no water. When, you know, when you say this is war, war is just war. You should not say this is consist of water and soil. When war become, war is in the position of war. Before, it is in the position of that and what. In just mechanical, materialistic understanding, you may say that and water became a war. But this is not right understanding. In right understanding, war is war, water is water, that is that. And that includes everything. Water includes everything. War includes everything. So they are the same.